Chapter 8. Freeing What's Frozen. "Race you to the house," Zach said. I really wasn't in the mood to race, but hungry from our walk and eager to get home. I agreed. So I started off to run. But for some reason, I couldn't. As I tried to accelerate, my legs turned to lead. I wasn't able to move any faster than a brisk walking pace. I laughed it off as I stood there watching my husband run up the hill, but deep down I was concerned. I shared this experience with my friend Elisa, who is trained in a body-based therapy known as somatic experiencing, or SE. Somatic means of or relating to the body. I intuitively knew she could help me understand what was going on. When I shared the story of how I couldn't run, she nodded with acknowledgement as if it was totally normal. She helped me understand that my body was revealing an old trauma response of immobility. She explained that during the childhood traumatic experience, I was likely unable to complete the physical movement that my body naturally wanted to do at the time, namely, run the hell out of there. Instead, I froze. Freezing was my brain's way of protecting me from experiencing the enormity of the event and my inability to fight or flee. The freeze occurs when our brains secrete chemicals that numb any physical and psychological pain from a traumatic event. My inability to complete my body's natural response could lead either to dissociation or to psychosis, which could have threatened my sanity. So the biological response of dissociation and freezing helped me survive. Discovering more body work. I felt great relief hearing Elisa's explanation of my experience and became inspired to take the next step on my healing path, to thaw my frozen state and free my body from the trauma. I would do that with the support of SE therapy. Dr. Peter Levine founded SE as a body-oriented approach to healing trauma and other stress disorders. While Elisa was getting her doctorate in psychology, she would excitedly tell me all about her SE studies. Dr. Levine's work personally touched Elisa, and she spoke of him as if he were a rock star. Initially, when Elisa talked about SE, my eyes would glaze over. At the time, I was totally disconnected from my body, and I hadn't yet remembered the trauma. The moment Elisa would speak about the body's sensations and the trauma that lived in the body, I would shut down. I was too dissociated to identify with it. Little did I know that she was introducing me to a therapy that would one day change my life. Nearly 6 years later, SE has become a transformative part of my therapeutic journey. I had spent 30 years unable to connect with my body or many of the simple pleasures of life because I was living in and out of hyperarousal and dissociation. In his book, In an Unspoken Voice, Dr. Levine writes, "Trapped between feeling too much, overwhelmed and flooded, or feeling too little, shut down and numb, and unable to trust their sensations, traumatized people can lose their way." As we have discussed, these intense visceral reactions to trauma, fight, flight, or freeze, are biological functions intended to protect us from temporary danger. When the danger is past, these biological responses are meant to fully process and discharge. But when the danger is chronic and or unresolved, the balance in the nervous system is not restored. When the balance isn't restored, a traumatized individual can be left in a state of chronic overwhelm or numbness. Dr. Levine believes that trauma can be thought of as energy that gets locked in your body due to a real or perceived threat. The healthy biological response to threat is to go from activation, sweating, heart rate rises, etc., to action, run, flee, fight, to safety, breathing, releasing energy, to balance. In certain cases, however, this trauma energy gets stuck in the body. This can happen due to an unresolved state of fight, flight, or freeze survival. When fight and flight are not options, we freeze and immobilize, like playing dead. This makes us less of a target. However, this reaction is time-sensitive. In other words, it needs to run its course, and the massive energy that was prepared to fight or flight often gets discharged through shakes and trembling. If the immobility phase doesn't complete, then that charge stays trapped. And from the body's perspective, it is still under threat. The somatic experiencing method works to release this stored energy and turn off the threat alarm that causes severe dysregulation and dissociation. Symptoms of undischarged traumatic stress can range from panic, anxiety, hyperactivity, and emotional flooding to digestive issues, chronic pain, hostility, or sleep problems. In addition, one may experience depression, exhaustion, disconnection, dissociation, pain, low blood pressure, or poor digestion. Resolution of the perceived threat rebalances the nervous system and alleviates the physical trauma responses. Our bodies hold imprinted memories of our past experiences or traumatic events. Unresolved trauma of any kind remains stored in the brain and, when triggered, can recreate the physical response as if the past trauma is being relived in the present moment. To fully resolve the traumatic imprints, one must release the memories that are stuck in the body by working with the physical sensations that occurred in relation to those traumatic events. Therefore, practices like yoga, qigong, and others are used to help people get unstuck. When the stress is processed properly, it moves through the body and discharges. For me, sustainable, long-lasting relief became available only when my nervous system was restored to equilibrium. I had to reprogram my body's primitive survival instincts to feel ease in my body. Focusing on the body rather than the story. SE therapy reconnects you to your physical sensations in an effort to help you reoccupy the body. SE is based on what is called bottom-up processing, which puts the focus on the body rather than revisiting specific traumatic memories. Instead of trying to change thoughts and beliefs, an SE practitioner will ask you to look at various physical sensations, reactions, and related emotions. While anxiety no longer plagued me and I felt far less triggered, the unconscious freeze state kept me holding on in my limbs and shoulders. I was able to notice my body tense whenever I felt out of control. This was my body revealing what was still unresolved in my nervous system. In my SE sessions, the practitioner was solely focused on the body rather than the story. The sessions would begin by helping me tune into my physical sensations and where I felt emotions in my body. As I began to describe the sensations, my head began to move left and right as though I was trying to say no. The physical pattern set in and repeated itself over and over. "Slow down the movement," he said. As I moved my head back and forth in slow motion, he asked, "What do you notice now?" By focusing on the subtle movement of my head and slowing it down, my body was able to metabolize and release the stuck energy while avoiding re-traumatization. I was finally able to experience the biological completion, which released me from the daily reenactment of the fight-flight-freeze pattern of PTSD. While I highly recommend embarking on SE with a trained practitioner found at deargabby.com/happyresources, for now, let me introduce you to some SE methods that you can apply on your own to calm, soothe, and self-regulate when you experience a trigger or stress. These are easy exercises that will help you regulate your nervous system and allow your body's natural biological process of moving through arousal to discharge. These exercises will also support your sleep and overall immunity and lower your stress levels. The felt sense. The ability to connect to and describe feelings in the body is known as the felt sense. Drawing on work begun in the 1960s, Eugene Genlin coined the term felt sense in his 1978 book, Focusing. Genlin's work aimed to uncover which variables accounted for successful therapy. What he found was that the most important variable was a client's ability to reference their sensation-based feelings, their felt sense. The felt sense is a physical feeling. It's the stomach fluttering with happiness when you're falling in love, or the feeling of excitement and joy rushing through you when you reunite with a close friend. When someone is stuck in fear, the idea of feeling inner sensations can be challenging. When someone is suffering from PTSD, they are either dissociated, disembodied, or in a state of hyperarousal, or in cases like mine, vacillating between both. Therefore, many people walk through life disembodied, disconnected from physical sensations. When we go through painful or traumatic experiences, it can be hard to tune into our bodies. If you're living in a state of hyperarousal or suffering from PTSD symptoms of any kind, it can be challenging to connect to inner sensations. When I became safe enough to address the trauma in my body through SE, I could begin to contemplate inner sensations. SE allowed me to let my body heal the story so I could become whole again. In the book, The Body Keeps the Score, world-renowned psychiatrist, author, and trauma researcher, Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, teaches that overwhelming experiences, aka trauma with a big T or small T, affect us in ways that talk therapy alone cannot address. His work explores how body work like yoga, EMDR, and SE support the physiological effects of traumatic disturbances. Dr. van der Kolk says, if you have a comfortable connection with your inner sensations, if you can trust them to give you accurate information, you will feel in charge of your body, your feelings, and yourself. Dr. Levine refers to trauma as the inability to be present. A traumatized individual is often disconnected from their inner sensations and its body connection that allows you to be fully present. The following practices may be supportive for you and are designed to guide you toward awareness of your felt sense. If you're feeling safe and grounded enough to explore your inner landscape, then apply this gentle practice. It is not intended to look at any sensations related to trauma, just to provide awareness of your felt sense. If you find a traumatized part of the body during this exercise, simply redirect your focus onto a neutral or positive sensation. Or speak compassionately to yourself with words like, I'm here for you. I love you. I'm with you. I am supporting you. Go slowly. Don't force yourself into any inner sensations. Felt sense exercise. When practicing this method, try to focus only on the sensations rather than your thoughts. Even a few seconds of connection and presence are enough to allow the felt sense to come through. Sit or lie down in a comfortable location where you have privacy and the ability to focus. Notice the sensations in your body. Is there a particular part of your body that reveals sensations to you? Describe the sensations. Take your time to open up to more and more subtle sensations and describe each one in detail. Notice your feeling sensation. Is there tension? If so, describe it. Is it dense, warm, inflamed, tight, rageful, sad? Is there pressure? Describe it. Is it crushing, pounding, cutting off circulation? Is there pain? If so, is it an ache? Sharp, slight? Does the sensation have a temperature? Is it cool, burning, on fire, icy? Does the temperature have a color? Is it red, hot pink, or smoky? Is there a texture? Is it soft, silky? Rough? Is there a weight? Heavy? Light? Is there a mood attached to the sense? Is it low? Dark? Uplifting? Do you sense a taste of any kind? Sweet? Bitter? Is there a smell? Maybe you smell leaves or flowers. Is there an absence or emptiness? When you're ready, open your eyes and pick up your notebook. Describe any feelings that may have surfaced or any thoughts that came to mind. This exercise is about bringing awareness inside the body, and slowing you down enough so that you notice your energetic, emotional, and sensory landscape. As you deepen the practice of connecting to the felt sense, you can begin to release chronic physical pain, have a better understanding of your true feelings, and enhance the efficacy of other therapeutic practices. Connecting to your body. There are several body-oriented practices I've used throughout my recovery. I turn to these practices whenever I notice myself feeling disconnected or uncomfortable. Each time I bring awareness to my body through movement, breath, and grounding exercises, I feel empowered knowing that I can bring myself back to peace. These practices are designed to make you more aware of the aliveness of your body and allow your physical energy to move in natural ways and not get stuck. Connecting to your body in this way will help your nervous system to regulate and release tension, leading to an inner peaceful state. I've experienced cathartic releases in as little as 1 minute after applying these methods. 1. Move your body. To release energy that gets locked up in your body, you can do either of these simple body-based practices as often as you wish. Even a short period of time can offer relief. Grounded release. Start by feeling your feet on the ground. Notice how the ground supports your feet. Then focus on how your feet support your ankles. Keep moving your focus up to your legs, hips, and spine, noticing how each part of you is connected to your feet and the ground. Next, lift your arms in the air on an inhale. On the exhale, swing your arms down and breathe out a sigh of relief. Let your knees move and your body move. Let your jaw relax and even jiggle as your mouth opens naturally. Repeat a few more times. Use this exercise to open the physical energy in your body. Skip. Skip around the room the same way a child would skip freely to move energy through your body. Afterward, stand still and allow your body to relax. If you have physical limitations or pain conditions, try lying in bed and imagining your body moving in these ways. Visualization can be just as valuable, if not more, as actually moving, because you have to focus on your inner sensations to visualize movement. 2. Relax your tongue. Another technique that helps your body relax is to allow your tongue to soften and relax onto the floor of your mouth. You'll notice that your breathing immediately becomes more gentle. When you notice that change in breath, say out loud to yourself, "I am alive, and I can breathe." I love this practice and use it often. The moment I let my tongue soften, I automatically take a deep breath, feel my jaw relax, and become more connected to my body and emotions. 3. Chant. Chanting in any form can facilitate an inner sense of peace. When you open up to chant or sing and create a resonance in the lower belly, you stimulate your vagus nerve, responsible for regulating internal organ functions such as digestion, heart rate, and respiratory rate, which provides a signal to shut down an overstimulated nervous system. The vibration of chanting stimulates your vagus nerve, and making a voo sound enlivens the viscera, gut. The breath work helps you get centered in the present moment, and a full expiration of breath produces a feeling of balance. When the vagus nerve is stimulated, your body gets the message that it's safe to relax, de-stress, release anxiety, and change your mood. Do this practice in privacy so you don't limit your ability to fully embody the Vu chant. Sit comfortably. Inhale slowly. Pause momentarily. On the out-breath, make an extended Vu sound, sustaining the sound throughout the entire exhalation. Vibrate the sound as if it were coming from your belly and focus on the vibrations. Give yourself permission to make this sound as a full belly expression. At the end of the breath, pause briefly and allow the next breath to slowly fill your belly and chest again. When the in-breath feels complete, pause and then make the voo sound again on the exhale until it feels complete. It's important to let the sound and breath expire fully before pausing. Let the next inhale come naturally. Don't force it. Repeat several times. Then rest. Focus your attention on your body, primarily on your abdomen, waiting and allowing your body to naturally adjust to the shift in your nervous system. 4. Jin Shin Jiutsu Hold. Jin Shin Jiutsu is a Japanese healing modality thought to balance the body, mind, and spirit. This powerful practice can release tension, regulate arousal, and deepen relaxation. In short, it can help you feel safe. Practice either of the holds below for 2 to 10 minutes. Head hold. Place your right hand on your forehead and your left hand on your heart. Breathe in deeply and exhale completely. Look for a sensation of energy flow or relaxation. Heart hold. Place your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. Breathe in deeply and exhale completely. Notice peace and relief set in. I use this hold when I'm meditating or before I go to sleep at night. When I was suffering with postpartum anxiety, this hold was my savior to calm my anxiety and connect to my body. It's powerful to pray or affirm a sense of inner safety when you practice either of these holds. I love to say this prayer when I'm in heart hold. Thank you, angels. Thank you, spirit, for protecting me, guiding me, and keeping me safe. The heart hold and this prayer bring me into an instant state of inner peace. 5. Recall when you felt most like yourself. This is another beautiful SE practice taught by Dr. Peter Levine. The practice aims to regulate the nervous system by reflecting when you previously felt most like yourself. Take a moment to notice your overall experience. Then recall a time in the last 24 hours when you felt most like yourself. You can extend the time frame beyond 24 hours if you need a larger window of reference. Allow yourself to recall the event with detail as if it were happening again. Pay close attention to the 5 senses in this memory. Notice what happens in your body at this moment now. Next, recall another time in the past several weeks when you felt most like yourself or the person you'd like to be. Once again, allow yourself to recall the event with detail as if it were happening again. Pay close attention to the 5 senses in this memory. Notice what happens in your body at this moment now. What do you notice now about your overall experience? This exercise allows you to get grounded in the felt sense in the present moment and in your adult resourced self. 6. Tapping. In Chapter 6, I introduced the emotional freedom techniques, EFT, of tapping. One simple practice that you can apply anywhere at any time is to tap on the gamut point. The gamut point is located between the ring finger and the little finger, just below your last knuckle. Gently tap on the gamut point while breathing deeply and repeating to yourself, "I am safe. I am safe." This practice supported me early in my trauma recovery and throughout my postpartum anxiety and depression. Whenever I'd enter into a state of panic, I'd tap the gamut point with my mantra, "I am safe," until I calm down. 7. Meditate on a safe place. By intentionally focusing on an imagined safe place, you can get out of a state of dissociation or avoidance. Listen to my guidance now. Relax in a comfortable seated position. Gently close your eyes. Imagine a safe space. It can be a place you have been to before, or it can come from your imagination. Notice how your body feels in the setting. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you feel? What do you taste? What can you touch? Allow yourself to imagine these five senses and ground your experience in the imagined place. These simple practices empower you to care for your bodily sensations and regulate your nervous system in the moment, giving your body the ability to release stress and return to homeostasis. A bridge back to presence. Like all the therapeutic practices I was drawn to, SE shared the same spiritual undertones. Getting out of my head and back into my body through SE practices was a way of releasing the stuck energy that held me back from receiving inspiration, presence, and a greater connection to the energy of the universe. For me, SE and other body-based practices have been a bridge back to presence. Through devotional practice, conscious awareness of my body, and consistent inquiry, I have grown to reconnect with my body, my physical sensations, and my ability to relish in the present moment. This healing process has offered me a beautiful connection to my inner felt sense, and therefore a new sense of safety. Initially, I noticed my shift into the present moment while I was walking in the country. I started to notice sensations I'd never been present enough to take in. I noticed a profoundly joyful sense of gratitude for the nature around me. I noticed the freedom in my body. I noticed my jaw relaxed and my energy at peace. I noticed the chirping of the birds, the colors of the leaves, the sounds of nature around me. I noticed for the first time that I was truly present in the moment.